intro.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, April 9th, 2018, start of a brand new week. And boy, is there a lot of stuff going on right now. I was just looking at the stock market. It was soaring all day long. And all of a sudden, those last few minutes, just back off a cliff. The Dow finished 50 in the green. But that's got to be rattling a lot of people because it had been up closer to 300 just a couple of hours ago. All right, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. We have a lot of stuff to get through today. So, if you have something important to share, feel free to call on in. But don't just call on in to hear yourself on the radio because otherwise I'll just turn the phone lines off here. Obviously, over the weekend, the big news, there was another claimed chemical weapon attack against the innocent civilians of Syria, and the White Helmets came out with this video showing all these darling, cute little children being hosed down by emergency workers, none of whom were wearing any kind of protective gear other than face masks. And once again, how many times can they go to that well? Nobody's buying this. It's clearly another false flag, and the U.S. is just trying to say, ooh, chemical weapons attack, the war is on. Again, they're accusing Russia and Syria and Iran of jointly being behind all of this. There's been no investigation whatsoever other than by the Syrian Red Crescent and the Red Cross, and they can't find any evidence the attack actually happened. But that's not going to deter Donald Trump. He's fully on board with the war script. He's going to make a major decision on Syria by the end of the day and says Assad is going to pay a price. So the war talk is out there, and boy, you have to wonder about just how dumb Assad would be. Trump was only a week ago talking about pulling out of Syria, and here Assad goes and does the one thing that guarantees the U.S. will come back on in. Now, General Keane is out there saying that the U.S. should take out the entire Assad air power infrastructure, and that, of course, risks a direct confrontation with Russia. I don't think anybody wants that. But right now, the Syrian and Russian air forces are on highest possible alert following this development. They understand this is just pure warmongering. The Pentagon is preparing several options for military action in Syria. The only thing we know for a fact that's being done is that the U.S. Donald Cook, which is a guided missile destroyer, is in a position to send its missiles into Syria. The USS Laboon, which is an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer, is also in close proximity, as is the submarine, the USS Georgia. Meanwhile, a British aerial refueling plane seems to be flying up and down over the coast. Now, this looks like a repeat of what happened a year ago, massive cruise missile attack into Syria. And in all probability, they're going to go after Assad. They're going to do a decap strike on Damascus itself, and try and get Assad, and all of it, of course, on the basis of a complete lie, like they have done so many times. Now, there's a UN meeting going on right now, and Russia's up there saying this is all completely fabricated, it's completely bogus, and any military action based on invented and fabricated excuses could lead to severe consequences. So Russia is sending a message. They're not buying this. They've been the victim of bogus allegations themselves with that Skripal case. And apparently Russia did send their chemical weapons experts into this location, Douma, and they're saying they didn't find anything. The only people who claim to know that this attack took place was the White Helmets, which are funded by the U.S. and Great Britain. They're known to associate with the terrorists, and they have been caught in the past fabricating so-called evidence of so-called gas attacks on civilians. We posted one of them to whatreallyhappened.com where the camera is panning down the faces of all these tragically dead children killed by that evil Bashar al-Assad. And then the camera backs up and one of the kids is peeking out to see if the camera is gone. Now, let's remember that in the past, there have been these huge embarrassments. There was that time that Mattis admitted there was no evidence Assad used to poison gas on his own people, and there's no reason for him to. He doesn't get anything for it. This claim of a gas attack on the civilians of Syria, well, it certainly helps Boris Johnson get past the Skripal case. It helps Israel get past what they're doing to the people of Gaza. How does it benefit Assad? And the answer is it doesn't. And you have to just keep asking, why would Assad, on the verge of winning the war, use chemical weapons, knowing it would open the door to the invasion the neocon war hawks want? And if Assad were dumb enough to use chemical weapons, why use them on civilians instead of the enemy? The story makes no sense at all. And everybody's basically coming on out and saying pretty much the same thing. Story out of Blacklisted News. What an amazing coincidence. Every time the U.S. threatens to pull out of Syria, Assad uses chemical weapons. It's like he doesn't really want us to go, even though obviously the rhetoric is to the contrary. Story out of Information Clearinghouse, another fake gas attack. And as they're saying the same thing. Every time the U.S. starts to pull out from the war in Syria, the Syrian government is responding with a chemical attack that pulls the U.S. back in. Obviously, it's not the Syrian government. False flags don't get any more obvious than this one right now. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about this obvious false flag chemical attack over the weekend. It might not even have happened at all, as far as anybody can tell. But the U.S. military is moving forward. They're getting ready for an attack on Syria, which is probably going to bring us into direct conflict with the Russians. Another story out of Russia Today. It would be stupid for Assad to commit a war crime amid his landslide victories. And that's exactly the point I'm trying to make. Look for what should be there and isn't. And what isn't there is a reason for Assad to do something that's stupid. He's on the verge of victory. He's on the verge of kicking the U.S. out of Syria. The last thing in the world he would do is any kind of a chemical weapon attack. Another story coming out of Russia Today. Journalists question the Douma chemical attack. Precisely because it happened just as Trump was starting to talk about getting on out. So let's do some flashbacks. Flashback April 6th. Russian top brass warns al-Nusra, Free Syria Army, plotting chemical attacks in Syria. Flashback March 13th. U.S. planning missile and bombing raid against Damascus. They're going to be the target for this next one. Flashback March 20th, 2018. U.S. planning a terrorist false flag chemical attack to justify bombing Syria. Russia says it will respond. And all the way back in October of 2017, last year, the U.S. admitted the Syrian rebels were using chemical weapons. So January of this year, the Syrian army finds Israeli-made mines and chemicals in eastern Dar al-Zawar. Flashback the 5th of April. Syrian army reportedly finds NATO and Israeli-made weapons in Daesh arsenal. Flashback March 12th. Syria finds chemical weapons workshop in Ghouta. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Apparently, the Syrian army advance was so rapid, they weren't able to completely evacuate that chemical weapons workshop. And the latest word is that Syria captured chemical weapons officers. And they're getting ready to parade them on the world stage in response to this. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind, Mike? If I'd be sending my ships and subs to sea. Because, like I said before, they're not letting this go. They're escalating. And this is bringing us to a world war. You heard this before. Worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. It is. You know, hey, Mike, you know what's funny? Actually, it's not funny, but why would Assad use gas? We all know he got rid of his weapons, but he's letting these militants leave on the buses. Why wouldn't they just kill them all? You know, why would he gas his own people while he's letting the militants away on the buses? Yeah, it's bull. I don't want to say it on there. It's a bunch of crap.
It is. It's complete and total nonsense. And Nikki Haley is up there telling the UN, we have got to stop this brutal treatment by the evil Assad. He's killing his own people. And the UN is doing nothing. Well, that's because the United Nations is too smart to fall for this nonsense after all the other times that the U.S. has gone up there and lied. Remember Colin Powell and his little vial of talcum powder? You know, screaming about Iraq's nuclear weapons and biological weapons and chemical weapons, none of which were ever found after they'd smashed Iraq to pieces. This is just more of the same. They're just replaying Iraq all over again, and the UN's attitude is fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. They're not buying this. Nobody's buying this.
Mike, the United Nations is a Western tool, just like the IMF and stuff. It's all part, you know, it's all part of this Five Eyes group, you know, the Anglo sphere of influence. You know, we're headed to war, Mike. I don't want to scare you, but I mean, this is where we're going, because the Russians said if you know, they're going to if the missiles fire, they're going to target the missiles and the launchers where they came from. Well, the launchers mean from planes, ships, and subs. That's the launchers. That's where they originally came from. So, I mean, attack on Damascus is an attack on the Russians, Mike. That's it. You know?
Yeah, it is. There are Russian nationals in Damascus right now. I find it very ironic that they bothered sending the Donald Cook to the shores of Syria, given that it was the Donald Cook that was totally paralyzed by Russia's electronic warfare up in the Black Sea.
Yeah, Mike, you know, I don't like it because it's just escalating to the point where they're not the West, Mike. I just watched the Netherlands and the U.S. They're not letting this go. They're escalating. There's only so much you can keep poking the bear. And when he strikes, Mike, the world's going to feel it. And I just have this crazy feeling. We haven't been here before, Mike. We just haven't been in a history like this, Mike. It's scary, you know. That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We certainly haven't been here in our lifetimes. Obviously, in the run-up to big mistake number one and big mistake number two, people were feeling the way that we're feeling right now. But this is new in our experience because the vast majority of us were born after World War II was all over. Let's grab another phone call. Dee in Minnesota, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Syria. Well, first of all, I got two kids. I think I know what I'm being lied to.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but, you know, are these people not smarter than a fifth grader? Even my daughter, who's in fifth grade, knows better than to try and lie twice about the same subject.
Well, this isn't so much lying as it is diplomacy. I don't think the U.S. government thinks that the American people are believing this. If you go on out on Twitter and social media and the comment boards on all these articles, nobody is buying this at all. But the attitude of the government is, this is our official position and we're going to act on it, and there's nothing that you can do about it because the elections are all rigged anyway.
Well, and Russia had said like a month or so ago that the rebels were going to do this, and this goes back to late 2011, 2012. You remember those experiments?
I remember.
Bragged about it? So yeah, we know who did this. And I guess last year and 2013, those were pretty scary times.
Yes.
I don't know if they're just going to, like they did last year, Russia might not get involved, but because Israel just struck them too this morning.
Yes. Yes,
so
we're going to talk about that.
And I mean, if they do something like that, Russia probably won't, but if they do something like try to do a decapitation, they're going to start a goddamn world war. There's no other way to put it. I don't know how else to phrase it, but that's what's going to happen because Russia's already said it's the last thing you're going to do.
Yeah, Russia has already promised they will respond if the U.S. attacks Syria. So, this is it. This is we're on the verge. This is as real as it gets.
I mean, it's almost as scary as that in 2013, just before Russia brokered that ceasefire deal. And I can remember saying then, you know, everybody's like, Putin's so great. He did a wonderful peace thing. I said, guys, watch out. They bide their time. They'll strike eventually. I hope Assad has got a mutual defense treaty with Russia. Otherwise, he's screwed.
I don't know if there's actually a formal treaty, but I think Russia needs to understand, or probably does understand, that if there's going to be a war with the United States, they'd rather have it on Syrian soil than their own. Russians remember just how close to Moscow Hitler got, and they're never going to let that happen again.
No, but if it goes nuclear, it won't matter how, I mean, it, that's just going to be a moot point. It's over.
Yeah, if it goes nuclear.
Nuclear.
If it goes nuclear.
Which, considering we're out of money and men, we can't win it. What do we got to back up a war with? Debt. We don't even manufacture the weapons.
We don't manufacture good weapons. Yeah, our stockpiles are drawn down. You can't run a war on debt. I mean, the bankers love it when you borrow to go to war, but we're already so deeply in debt. Even if the U.S. were to win this war, they're still not going to be able to get out of debt. I mean, that's how insane whole situation is.
And we'll be paying, and my kids and grandkids and their grandkids will be paying for it forever. And if it gets too hot, I've got a son that's 19 and I've got a brother that's 24. I don't want either one of them dying for Israel's interests. I don't.
Well, make sure they know how to type. If they know how to type, they'll never see the front lines.
Well, I know my son does, and my brother's in the Navy, so... But that won't matter. If it gets hot and ships start going down, that's a scary prospect.
Yeah, especially considering how poorly some of these ships are being navigated, as we saw here in the Pacific a little while ago. All right, well, listen...
You have a good day. I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take another phone call from George in Texas, and then I got to get back to the news because there is so much. George, what's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? You know, one thing I am certainly... My son's going to be 18 in less than a month, and guess what? As a result of this, these old wars, I'm not going to register him for selective service. And I think every parent should do that. They don't want their kids going to war. Don't register for selective service. I don't want government having pickings at them.
Yeah, well, that can result in serious legal consequences for your son. You know, it's basically, and by the way, people need to remember the 13th Amendment, the one against involuntary servitude. The draft is a complete violation of that. The Constitution says you're not supposed to be able to just grab the people and tell them what to do. And that's exactly what a draft does.
Well, the thing is, it's more like, on the post office, they said, register for the selective service. It's the law. No, it's an executive order. It's not a law, it's an executive order. You know, people don't realize that. But anyway, talking to one of my friends that lives in Lebanon, you know, he sat there and says, every time Benjamin Netanyahu gets his back against the wall against corruption charges, something like a bombing in Syria happens, or this happens.
Or the attack along the border with Gaza. You know, now, the atrocity, the Passover massacre has driven Netanyahu's corruption out of the news cycle.
That's a man I think that really needs to be arrested.
Well, because there's never a good asteroid around when you need one. All right, George, we're going to let you go. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines because I've got a lot of stuff to get through today. So, John in Tennessee, aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, very quick. When Trump said he was going to move the troops out of Syria, CNN even sent out a tweet saying if Trump pulls out the troops from Syria, Assad and Putin and Iran win. Okay, so CNN is just like Fox News with the war rhetoric. And then Lindsey Graham and John McCain's comment about this chemical attack, basically the message to Trump was either you do something about this, or the Republican Party will be the one impeaching you for national security reasons. So that's it. So Trump he's had a fork in the road. Either you go with the 18,000 indictments against the deep state, or you kick off World War III. We're all watching.
Well, I understand that, and it's obvious that Trump is not in control, and that's a very dangerous situation. The bureaucracy is in control, and the bureaucracy are not elected to be in charge of this country.
Well, my suspicion is he isn't going to do anything about it. They're backing him in the corner because everybody in Washington, D.C. wants him out. Everybody, both the left and the right, they want him gone.
Well, Trump is fully on board. He's out there making speeches and screaming about where, Assad will pay a price. Anyway, John, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
Music. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And once again, we really do need your help. This is as real as it gets. We are really on the verge of a world war. We're really on the verge of seeing Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com go under. This is not a TV show. It's not the X-Files. This is reality, and we need your help. Now, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, pardon me, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can become a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And, of course, over at WhatReallyHappened.com, we have our big, you know, flashing donate button over there in the right-hand side. Now, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that Israeli officials are urging a U.S. strike in Syria. Just like they urged the U.S. attack on Iraq. They're out there in their little cheerleading outfits and going, you know, go bomb, go bomb, go bomb. And basically, Israel is telling their own people that Assad is going to launch chemical weapons attacks against Israel if America doesn't act immediately. So it's just pure fear-mongering, war-mongering. But it's rather interesting. I got a rather interesting email from somebody who's been going through all the different social media, including Trump's diehard supporters. And everyone is saying, this is an obvious false flag to start a war. In fact, somebody is saying Duma is Arabic for Reichstag fire. Now, when the report first came out about the chemical weapon attack, the news was out there, oh, it's women, it's children, feel sorry for them. It's a shock value. They're pushing it as hard as they can and saying that those who survived the attack were being treated at hospitals around the area. Well, apparently those hospitals have issued a statement saying they have not seen any patients with any symptoms of chemical poisoning. They're just not there. Anyways, I mentioned before, apparently the Syrian government got coalition chemical weapons officers when they took that chemical weapon factory near Ghouta. They got there so fast, the staff couldn't evacuate. And apparently they're getting information for them as to what is going on. Now, as you know, Israel likes to throw their weight around. And over in Israel, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman is saying that U.S. President Donald Trump did not ask for Israel's view before announcing his planned withdrawal of American troops from Syria, which is another reminder who's really in charge of U.S. foreign policy. And it's easy for them. It's not their money. It's not their children. Very worrying story out of Russia Insider. Mattis won't rule out starting World War III over this nonsense Syria chemical attack. And they're basically talking about airstrikes, supposedly over this non-existent chemical weapon attack. If there was an attack, it wasn't by Assad. It simply does not make sense. Everybody benefits except Assad. Britain moves past the Skripal scandal. Israel gets to dodge condemnation for their killing of Palestinians along the border. Trump gets his war to distract from the economy. The only person that doesn't get anything from this is Bashar al-Assad. It's ramping up the war again at the point where he was almost victorious. Basically, to believe that Assad did this, you have to believe that he wanted to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. And that makes no sense whatsoever. Now, there's been an airstrike on the T-4 airbase near Homs. Originally, people were saying it might be the United States responding to the chemical weapons attack. It turns out it was Israel. Israel launched their F-15s over Lebanese airspace without the permission of Lebanon, I might add, and fired missiles at this T-4 airbase. The Israeli government is still refusing to really discuss it. Their attitude is, maybe we did and maybe we didn't. We don't need to tell you. But apparently, Iranians at that base have been killed in the airstrike, and that is going to ramp up the tensions even further. Now, when first asked about the airstrikes, the Pentagon denied any knowledge of it. But it turns out that, too, was a lie. Over at Blacklisted News, it's come on out that Israel did inform the U.S. government about plans to attack the Syrian airbase. So, yeah, the war is on. The new invasion. Yet another invasion of Syria. All on the basis of a complete lie. And it is such an obvious and heavy-handed lie. At this point, it's almost like the U.S. government doesn't really care what you think about them. After all, the elections are rigged. It's not like they have any reason to be afraid of you. So their attitude is, this is our official position. Assad did it, and we are going to conduct our policy accordingly, and everybody knows it. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this very obvious false flag in Syria, and the U.S. is just moving forward on it. There's absolutely no proof it actually happened. The only report is from the White Helmets, a group that is known to have lied about these things before. They're funded by the United States and Great Britain. They're allied with the U.S.-supported terrorist groups. There's no provenance at all. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Russia has sent their chemical weapons experts to the area. They can find no trace of any chemical weapons that have been used. The original news report said survivors of the attack had gone to the local hospitals. The hospitals are saying, no, nobody with any chemical weapons symptoms has shown up. It's a complete lie, just like other lies that have been used to trick this nation into war. Spanish mine in Havana Harbor didn't exist. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin didn't exist. Lusitania was, in fact, smuggling weapons to Great Britain when she was sunk. Pearl Harbor was not a surprise. Saddam did not have nuclear weapons. How many more times are you going to allow yourself to be lied into supporting a war? It's your money, and more to the point, it's your children at risk. You think these war hawks are spending any of their own money on this? You think they're going to let their children on those front lines? Of course not. The days when leaders led their own troops into battle, those are long gone. Now, stories coming out of Amos Dar News. You know all these ISIS jihadis who have left Ghouta and these other areas under these humanitarian deals with the Assad government. Apparently, the U.S. is retraining them and renaming them Democratic Forces. Now, in just 24 hours, Turkey has managed to station troops on top of 8 mountains in the Kurdistan region. They have captured the high ground. So that is getting ready to really cut loose. Now, as you know, Nikki Haley up at the United Nations has telegraphed that Donald Trump is going to refuse to certify the P5 plus 1 deal, and he's going to unilaterally withdraw from it. The European nations think the P5 plus 1 is just great. The IAEA is confirming that Iran is fully in compliance with the requirements of that treaty. But Donald Trump wants it to go. He wants a new treaty that would strip Iran of its long-range ballistic missiles. They're disarming Iran for the same reason they want to disarm you. So it's easier to get you to do what they want you to do. Now, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Ali Akbar Salahi, is saying that his organization still has the capability to restore 20% uranium enrichment at its Fordo nuclear facility in just 4 days' time if the 2015 nuclear deal is discarded by the other side. Now, this is very tough talk, but in the end, it's rather impotent because 20% enriched uranium is too powerful for nuclear power stations and nowhere near strong enough for a nuclear warhead. But I think he's implying that if they were to run that same uranium through Fordo a few more times, they could get it to the point of producing a weapons-grade uranium. And I imagine that, Iran is going to be working on that just as hard as they can. I'm expecting that as soon as Trump pulls out of the P5 plus one, we may see Israel bomb the facility at Fordo the way Israel bombed Iraq's civilian nuclear power plant at Osirak, claiming there was a bomb factory in the basement, which turned out to be another lie. All right, let's take a phone call. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I tell you what, I woke up pretty upset this morning watching all this thing unfold, and I agree with you, it is a false flag. It makes no sense why Bashar al-Assad would do such a thing. So we know it's a lie. But, you know, the Pentagon is deciding, I would assume, that they have to figure out, fabricate, manufacture something to keep them in Syria, and that's what this is all about. They've always said before, they've lied twice about the chemical attacks, and then they later on claimed, well, okay, we still want him out anyway, so you got to look at the motive behind why they pulled this one off. They want to stay in Syria, but I was going to say that it's too bad that Barron Trump is not of age. I'd like to see him around 18 to 20 years old, because Donald Trump would not be pushing these buttons, pushing for a war, a conflict with these countries, or he'd have a hard time defending why he would not send his own son, kind of like the Dick Cheney deferments, you know, why they decided not to go to Vietnam. This is a false flag. We need to push very hard back. Matter of fact, I talked to John Stadler this morning, and Ron McDonald and I are going to hit this really hard tonight on his show. This is they're pulling that old thing again, what they did before. It worked before, the lies and the deceit, and we know for a fact that this was a false flag because the United States has played judge, jury, and executioner. They have offered no proof. Absolutely no proof to back up their claims that Assad did this. Now, the easiest thing would be to do is provide some proof and show it. They jumped right over that and said, forget the proof. We don't need to say show proof. This is how you know you're being lied to, when they don't show you any proof whatsoever. They're not even claiming faulty intelligence. They've already forgot that. Forget the intelligence. We're just going to say it, and if we say it, it must be true. It's proof. The new proof is an accusation or an allegation. Their new proof.
That's their new proof. And not only that, they're attacking anybody who says, let's see the evidence. And apparently over in Great Britain, a Tory minister has gone on the attack against Jeremy Corbyn for saying, we need to have some evidence before we move forward. And yeah. You know, you're in dangerous territory where the official U.S. government or the official government response to a demand for evidence is you just sit down and shut up.
You know, if there's some kind of military conflict, and the Pentagon's handing some down to Donald Trump to carry out some actions, and I'm sure they're military, Putin is going to respond. I think China will side with Russia, and I think North Korea will all side. They all side with each other. You'll have three countries that'll be beating at the evil empire, the United States. This could get really ugly. We could be this is a no win situation. We are making so many enemies out there.
Well, we're going to have, Iran is going to be part of it, right. Which means Russia and China can forward base their assets much closer to the area of operation. It's just utterly insane. Unless that those missing trillions in the Pentagon went for something so black we couldn't see it, we can't win a conventional war against the combined forces of Iran, Russia, and China. We just can't, and that's what guarantees there'll be a nuclear exchange.
Agreed. One last question for you, for Mike. I know I'm going to condemn this on my show, and I know John's going to hit it hard tonight. He's very angry about this, so definitely tune into his show tonight. Should be very, very interesting. But, Mike, if they pull this thing off again like they did last time, the WMDs and their faulty intelligence, this time, they, like I said, they're not even using intelligence. They're just jumping the boat and saying, they did it, he did it, let's go after him. Mike, what's our next move as citizens of the United States? What is our next move? I've done the protests. I've done the rallies. I've marched to the Capitol. I've done all these things against George W. Bush, against that illegal war. What would we need to do, Mike? What do we need to do?
Well, I think the most important thing that we do right now is that we continue talking with everybody, it's not going to be difficult. I have not really encountered anybody other than the hardcore Hillary trolls who think that this happened. And right now, we need to send a message to the rest of the world that we, the people of the United States of America, are not buying any of this nonsense, and that we do not support our government, we do not support their wars. Unfortunately, with our completely crooked election system, we can't vote these people out. Again, I draw the line at encouraging any kind of a violent response. I don't think the American people are ready for any kind of an uprising or revolution against this government. So we're really in a very, very bad place here. But we just have to stop cooperating with this government. And just say, it's not my government anymore. It's illegal. It's illegitimate. They're guilty of war crimes. They've made a huge, huge mess of our country. And they're going to try and basically blow everything up because they can't think of anything else to do.
Yeah, I agree. You're doing a great job, Mike. Keep standing out there. We appreciate you. I do. Thanks.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. And I appreciate you and your show as well, and certainly that of John Stadmiller. Okay, we're going to let you go, take another call from Francis in North Carolina, and then get back to the news. Francis, what's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both. Two quick points for you in light of what I've been hearing so far, and I appreciate your indulgence. One, as far as greed is concerned, it basically uses so-called diplomacy as a crutch. No matter how they want to use it, it will be done. As far as this whole fiasco goes with the false flag deal goes. The second point is, as far as our young folks are concerned, going in the military supposedly for patriotic reasons and so forth, my thoughts for the adults of these young people are, don't let them go. Don't send them. Let them do something else, but don't do it. Don't send them off. I mean, if you treasure your offspring, your sons and daughters, then let them do something else that's helpful and healing to the U.S., not bloodshed, not offer themselves to be a guinea pig for their own biotechnical warfare they're also doing in the military as well, to be sent over to another country. It's absurd and pointless. Later.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines again. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. My idea is, in 6 days, what is it we're supposed to do in 6 days?
Enlighten me.
April 15th? That would be April 15th?
Yes.
Don't pay taxes.
I'm hearing that from a lot of people. The problem is the government's just going to borrow the money anyway. And by the way, it's spiraling completely out of control. They're predicting that the U.S. government's deficit, not debt, the deficit will reach $1 trillion a year by 2020.
Okay, well, anyway, that's okay. It's not going to hurt them. They're going to have their war anyway. But the people who are going to be suffering for money were already suffering for money. So at least keep these few dollars you got in your pocket to when there's no more money. I heard something really scary. I heard that in India, they're starting, if you want to buy food, now I'm talking food, if you want to buy food, you have to give your fingerprint, and they're going to scan the irises of your eyes. And you know how they
they're getting concerned about hoarding.
Yeah, and they often try things in India to see how it's going to float.
Yes.
And I know a story about last year, the Anarchapulco conference, one of the people that was going down there, Jeremy Tucker, I think it was, he got on a flight to fly to Mexico, and he'd gone through all the checkpoints, you know, did everything, and he was on the ramp going down to the plane. They stopped him one more time and wanted to scan his irises of his eyes, you know, and he's,
yes.
I mean, he let them do it. He was, you know, how you are when you're in the airport and you're trying to get somewhere, and so he didn't want to make a big flap, but they scanned his irises. And what I would like to point out is he wasn't coming into the country. He was going out.
Yes, they've started doing that. TSA is now checking people leaving the United States. I have no idea why. Americans going abroad aren't carrying bombs or anything. They may be checking people for taking money out of the country, which a lot of people would like to get their wealth out of the country before the war gets going. And we know that if you go through any kind of a border check with too much money, they'll just take it under the civil forfeiture laws.
That's just plumb scary.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's all I got.
All right, Kathleen, thanks an awful lot. We're going to close the phone lines now. I need to get back to the news here. Over in Great Britain, the hospital is confirming that Sergei Skripal is no longer in critical conditioning. His health is improving rapidly. His daughter, Yulia, is doing quite a bit better as well. They're describing it as a miracle. It's a miracle. I mean, we all know that Novichok is just instantly deadly. It's a miracle they both survived. And, of course, Twitter's having a field day with all of this, saying it's obvious that it was not Novichok. Now, supposedly, the CIA and MI6 are going to relocate the Skripals to America and give them new identities. I guess they don't want any independent journalists tracking them down and finding out what's going on. Meanwhile, the first head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons basically said you can't tell in just 24 hours what type of poison was used. And that's how quickly the story came on out. When they found the Skripals, passed out on that park bench, and they said, oh, it's Novichok, it's Russia's fault. Now, you need to go back and look at how the story mutated, because originally it was said that the Skripals were poisoned at this lunch place they had, ZZ's, which is a pizza and seafood restaurant. And the early reports said other people were affected by this nerve gas. And then all of a sudden, did you notice how they changed it to, oh, the Novichok was on the doorknob of their home, and it took 7 hours after they left their home for the Novichok to kick in, which is not how Novichok works. The Daily Mail on March 6th reported the Skripals had a seafood risotto peche with king prawns, mussels, and squid rings. This is a dish with a well-known reputation as a source of shellfish poisoning. The Skripals were okay when they arrived. Okay, when they left, they passed out 40 minutes later on the bench with symptoms similar to a paralytic reaction from shellfish poisoning. Now, whoever put out the fugu out there was complete and utter nonsense, but shellfish poisoning is very common. And in the early reports about what happened, they said other people who had eaten at that same restaurant had come down ill. So it looks like the Skripals got a bad case of food poisoning, and somebody said, oh, let's find a way to blame this on Russia. And that's where it all came from. And now they're stuck with that lie. And so they've used another lie to distract from it. Oh, Assad gassed his own people. It's women and children. The U.S. is continuing to ramp up strikes in Somalia, killing more alleged militants. The U.S. insists absolutely no civilians have been killed. That's a rather hard thing to promise when you're using bombs. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Checking my email, I got a couple of emails from people reminding about how some weeks back, somebody leaked some photos showing that the White Helmets had set up a sound stage with which to make videos. And one of the emails is saying it looks like the same set that's seen in the background of the film that they just, or the video rather, they just released supposedly from this last weekend's chemical weapons attack. And again, if you look at that video, it's all focused on the little kids. There are no grown-up victims anywhere there. There's no indication the kids have had a chemical weapons attack. They're just hosing them off and apparently giving them shots from these asthma, the little breath thing that you inhale. And that's basically it. It's all fake. It's all phony. Now, getting on down to Israel, the tensions along the border with Gaza are continuing. There's a story out of Electronic Intifada calling on the world conscience and basically saying that we shouldn't allow events in other parts of the world, especially lies, distract us away from what Israel is doing to the Palestinians during this March for Land. And Human Rights Watch has been down there and said they have found no evidence of any credible threat to Israeli soldiers who are operating under this shoot-to-kill policy. And there was a video we put up at whatreallyhappened.com where the Israeli snipers are laughing after they shoot people. They think it's great sport. And not just the soldiers. Story out of Global Research in California. Israelis are going on down to that Gaza border to watch and cheer as the military uses live fire against the Palestinians. And they're just, they're just sitting there and watching what's going on here. And it just undermines the claim that what Israel is doing to the Palestinians is because the Israelis live in fear of the Palestinians trapped in the Gaza Gulag or the Gaza Ghetto, whichever one you want to call it. But that's exactly what it is. Israelis think that's great sport. Now, in this last little go-around at the Gaza border, the Israeli snipers were shooting at Palestinian journalists. They wounded several, and they killed one of them. And these journalists were wearing body armor with press in very large letters on the front and back. And it's considered poor form to shoot at the journalists. The Israeli defense minister came on out and said, well, for all we know, it's a Palestinian terrorist disguised as a journalist, and we're not going to take any chances. So they're just shooting anybody they don't like, is what it comes on. Now, Israel hawks are basically saying, go ahead and attack Syria, forget about Gaza. You know, the big news today is Syria. So even Israel is trying to use this latest false flag in Syria to distract from what they're doing to the people of Palestine. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number two after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.